I know you like the number 3, I guess.
I do. It's a very important number to me. I use it all the time. 3 and 23.
So you're making experimental films as well as animated films. And, of course, we're, as you say, we're presenting 2 of them, 3 and 3 that were you.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say there is a sense in distinguishing between these two genres?
I think that animation lends itself to experiment in a different way than digital video does. And I think there's a freedom in both that is very exciting to me.
Both of your films seem to have a biographical context. Can you tell us how important the biographical reference is to your work?
Sure. I think for me, especially with these two pieces, which are 2 of my favorite pieces in my collection of work, I wanted 3 to be a piece that looked at generations in my family in a way that was not overly sentimental, but I wanted to celebrate that in some way, and digital video gave me a way to do this. The piece that started in 3 was the sound piece, and I'd worked with language, my granddaughter, learning to speak, learning to communicate, experimenting with words and language, and turning that into melody was really exciting to me. And I heard her speaking and found that a lot of her experiments with words and communication had a musical sound to them without my editing. And the sound piece was a really strong portion of where this project started. And then in thinking about this work, I wanted to show metaphors that were shaped around learning and life and learning cycles and the way that certain things repeat themselves through generations and families. And I also wanted to celebrate how important error and experiment are while we're learning and how in the best situations and openness to making mistakes and a place where there's a freedom to learn will help the individual thrive. Want me to talk a little bit about 3 that were you then? Or
yes, will you please?
Sure. 3 that were you, it started out as a series of paintings that were near life-size figures of me as a child. And it started out with 6 figures. And I wanted to think about memory in this piece and how an instance in our memory can change who we are or form who we are. And these figures have continued to be painted. I think I'm up to 13 figures now, and I can see that this work will be an ongoing process as well. I think a lot about memory in my work and how even now when I look at these figures, my perception of them has changed from when they were initially made. And by using this new media that I just started using in 2002, I just started animating and doing film work in spring of 2002. It gave me a new excitement about my 2D drawings and animations and a new way to look at them and a new audience and a new way to expose my experiences. And I think for me, having a reality in my work is really important, and having an authentic voice in something that I'm working on is an important aspect.
Oh, you speak so well of your work. It's very interesting to hear. I don't know if there's even more questions. I was going to ask you how you got into filmmaking. It sounds like you started after you were already a visual artist. I think you've given some of that already, but what was the sort of impetus then to turn these into moving images?
That's a really good question. And I started working at the University of Minnesota in about 1999, and my intent was to go back to school. I'm a returning student. And I knew that by working at the University of Minnesota, I would be able to take free classes. And so I got my undergraduate degree here. And while in my undergraduate career, I encountered a class in my architecture studies that involved filmmaking and animation. And the first project I did, which was called Tree 23, I brought in a lot of my paintings and photography into 3D environments. And it was so exciting to show it in front of a class and see the reactions of people watching my work in a new way instead of being a still image on a wall. There was a new life to what I was looking at and how I could look at the pieces. So that was really all it took. And now I'm hooked. I really enjoy working with animation and screen-based works of all kinds.